Somewhere in undisclosed locations in New York and Washington, D.C. today, representatives from the major news organizations pore over data from exit polls around the country to prevent another 2004 when early and inaccurate polling data leaked to various news organizations and to bloggers. The reps have willingly quarantined themselves to prevent unwanted infiltration, which means no cell phones, no Blackberries, no pagers, no nothing. If that wasn't enough, they will even be monitored during trips to the bathroom. The lockdown will continue until 5 p.m. Eastern time today. Well, for a reaction, we're being joined now by two bloggers. Arianna Huffington is a nationally syndicated columnist and editor of the blog HuffingtonPost.com. She's with us by phone from her home in Los Angeles. Nice to speak with you, Arianna.
Great to be with you.
And we're also joined by Alex Perrine, who blogs for Wonkette.com, and he's with us by phone from his apartment here in Washington. Alex, nice to have you with us.
That's great to be here.
And Alex, let's start with you. What do you make of this quarantine? You think it's going to work?
It has certainly made for really hilarious stories to read in the Wall Street Journal and other places today about locking journalists in a room without their Blackberries. It has worked so far. I haven't heard anything. What it will do is that at 5:01, the numbers will go shooting across the internet. But it's gone well so far.
You haven't heard anything, even though Wonkette actually solicited its readers for leaks.
Oh, yeah, we did. We made sure to, yeah.
So your listeners aren't sufficiently connected.
Well, they've been quiet so far. I've had a few offers of people just offering to make them up, but we haven't taken them up on that yet.
Arianna Huffington, do you think the broadcasters made the right decision to sequester themselves?
Yes, I do. But I also think that bloggers, as well as the mainstream media, are going to be a lot more careful about what they put out as fact. I mean, Alex may choose to run the leak as a leak, but not necessarily endorse it as fact. I mean, I think a lot of bloggers and a lot of the mainstream media were burned in consecutive elections, including most recently in 2004, when people were celebrating Kerry's victory and the Kerry team was writing his acceptance speech. So I think it's not just the quarantine that's having a chilling effect. It's also the fact that nobody wants to be caught once again.
And it's not just the fact that nobody wants to be caught being wrong once again, but the fact is that if these early exit polls get out, they can affect voting, either depressing it perhaps in some parts of the country.
Yes, absolutely. They can affect voting. But also, we no longer take exit polls as seriously as we used to. And I know there were a lot of explanations as to why their methodology wasn't right, they didn't weigh right for the fact that more Republicans voted later in the day. But whatever the explanation, I'm sure if they get it wrong again, there will be some other explanation that we'll have to deal with. And generally, I think there is a lot less respect about polling in general, not just exit polling. I mean, you saw yesterday that when the polls tightened, there were a lot of questions about what that meant, and immediately hotlined this great review of polls tightening in 1994. Indeed, predicting Democratic victories.
Right.
So immediately, everybody started taking those polls with a lot less less kind of respect and reverence. They're no longer the Delphic Oracle, basically.
Well, Alex Perrine, speaking of reverence, I know that's what Wonkette is all about.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So you think it's fair game to publish these things?
I definitely do, yeah. And we will when we get them. And I think it's the point Arianna made is a great one, that people just don't take it as gospel anymore like they might have a little bit more in 2004. So we're putting it out there as this is what the polling information says, and this is what all of your anchors on TV know but aren't saying. But we're not going to put it out there as this will be what you'll wake up to see tomorrow in Congress.
Well, as you you both watch and pay attention to media very, very carefully, are you seeing any hints from the anchors on Fox or CNN or anywhere else that they're already saying it's a dark day for the Republicans or Democratic hopes may be excessive?
So far it seems like they are they all seem be pretty lost to me.
Clueless. That makes it like every other day.
Yeah, it's been a day of basically showing a weather map over and over again and talking about how that will affect voting in Tennessee. You know, it's raining in the one half of the state. So they don't really seem to be, like, if they know something, they're doing a really good job of hiding it.
Arianna Huffington, have you been able to detect any inside information that might be bleeding out into the media?
No, not from watching the anchors. I think we on the Huffington Post have been focusing on what's happening as people are voting, the problems they may be having as they go to the polls, deceptive phone calls happening at the last minute, the deceptive guides being sent out at the last minute. And also, as I've been talking off the record with different members of Congress monitoring what's happening, who know, of course, nothing more than you or I, but are kind of speculating and are talking to people on the ground. And I'm not saying that again as something to be taken with anything more than a pinch of salt, but their prediction is a kind of 20 to 30 seat margin for the Democrats. That's what I've been hearing.
Pickup or margin?
I'm sorry?
Do you mean 20 to 30 seats pickup, or they need 15 to get control?
20, 30 seat pickup.
Okay.
Which is good, but it's not a landslide. It's not the 54 seats that created the Republican tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still in the pure game of speculation based on what they hear from the ground in their own districts, in the districts of their friends, and it's not any kind of scientific prediction.
Alex Perina, what are your readers responding with today?
There's probably, a bit of a cautious optimism about the Democrat chances, although I'm standing by my prediction that from what I know of how the Democratic Party works, there will be a 400-seat pickup by the Republicans this year. I don't know. People seem to be much more entertained by news like the squirrel that ate the laptops in Colorado, thereby destroying the voting machines. So that's what our readers are responding to today.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And this is Russ, and Russ is calling us from St. Louis.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a person who would rather have some access to exit polls because I'm in, obviously, this state where there's a close race between Claire McCaskill and the incumbent Jim Talent. In a perfect world, I would rather vote for the Green Party candidate, but unless I know that McCaskill is going to win by a fair spread based on exit polling, I don't feel safe in doing that, so I will reluctantly have to vote for her. So I'd rather have the exit polling.
So in order to be able to cast your vote, not tactically for the candidate you like, you may not like as well as the Green Party candidate, but who you want to, would prefer to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a fair assessment, Arianna Huffington?
Well, it might be a fair assessment if he could trust the exit polls, but certainly there is no reason to trust the exit polls given their past record. And I have no confidence that they worked out whatever problems in methodology they had in the past. I mean, I have to tell you that I'm very skeptical about polls generally. In fact, many years ago, Harry Scheer and I created something that we call Partnership for a Poll-Free America, and we urged everybody to not participate in polling.
An idea ahead of its time, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, especially because right now, there is the additional problem, again, we're not talking about exit polls, but it's all relevant, that the majority of Americans refuse to participate in polls. So you are left with a small, unrepresentative minority of bored and lonely Americans who have nothing better to do at dinner than talk to strangers for no money.
Sounds like a blogger.
No, we have plenty to do with our time. And we talk to our readers. We talk to those who click and want to hear from us rather than to strangers who are asking us what do we think of the president's Iraq policy or whether Ronald Reagan should have a colonoscopy.
Okay. Russ, thanks very much for the call, and I hope you do get out and vote.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye. Let me ask you, Alex Perrine, does it make for a very dull day without these leaks? How would you obtain them, by the way, through this, what I'm sure is NSC-like tight security?
The way we obtain a great deal of our information, which is journalists who desperately want to get their secret information out to people like me who will spread it to the world.
There's a motive?
Eyes or secret cameras or anything interesting like that, unfortunately.
Oh, really? I thought you spent all your time at the spy store here in Washington, D.C.
not quite yet. Maybe if my expense budget increased a little bit.
But it's really journalists who want to get this story out. For what reason? They don't get credit for it. They don't even get paid. And I know you don't have an open bar.
you know, they they just love to talk. They're gossipy people by nature, and it's such an insular, like, journalist culture out here in Washington that information, you know, if you have it, even if you're not going to get credit for it, it just feels good to them to know that it's out there.
Well, Alex Perrine, thanks for being with us, and have a great day, poll-free.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
Alex Perrine blogs for Wonkette.com, and Arianna Huffington, we especially wanted to thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Arianna Huffington is a syndicated columnist and the editor of HuffingtonPost.com, and she joined us by phone from Los Angeles. I should have mentioned that Alex Perrine joined us by phone from his home in Washington.